WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
It's January, the writer's strike is still dragging on, and the stock market has gone crazy. But book critic Maureen Corrigan says there's at least one piece of good news this month. Sue Miller has a new novel. It's called The Senator's Wife. And Maureen says that fans of Miller's previous novels, like The Good Mother, While I Was Gone, and Inventing the Abbots, should give themselves a midwinter treat and read it.
Acting out of a Calvinist attitude toward book reviewing, I tend to refrain from reading Sue Miller's novels. I'm always sure I'm going to be completely engrossed by whatever new book of hers has just come out. Therefore, I try to stay away because reviewing her just doesn't feel like enough work. So it was with this latest novel, The Senator's Wife. I read three quarters of another book, a nonfiction meditation on old age and death, no less, trying to stand firm against Miller's literary attractions. It was no good. The edgy meditation on oblivion turned out to be labored and unenlightening, and I began slipping away from it to sneak read chapters of The Senator's Wife. Ultimately, Miller's novel, too, is about old age, as well as the complexities of marriage and the projections and betrayals that people inflict upon one another. Miller is such a crisp writer, so lucid and precise and emotionally astute, it's never work to read her novels. Instead, it takes senseless effort to resist them. The provocative and timely title of Miller's latest book conjures up those smiling, knit-suited, wifely helpmeets who are once again materializing behind the candidate's shoulders at campaign events. Bill Clinton is now the exception, of course, but Miller sets her book mostly in the early 1990s, when Bill and Hillary were fixed in their traditional gender roles. The Clintons and their troubled marriage are presiding, if distant, presences in this novel. When the story begins, a newly married couple in their 30s, Mary and Nathan, have just bought an attached late Victorian house in the New England college town of Williston. Nathan is a hotshot, pleased with himself and his new position as professor of political science and history at the college. Like many of Miller's male characters, he's there because the plot needs him to be, but he's not a chief object of interest. Mary is, well, trailing alongside Nathan, a woman who happily embraces an old lover's description of her as an attractive version of Pete Rose. Mary has led a scratched-together life. She falls into things, like the community college education which eventually led her away from her tough, working-class roots, like this marriage to Nathan. But the psychic price she pays for these passive dislocations is that she's eternally uncomfortable in her own skin. The house that shares a wall with Mary and Nathan's new home belongs to Delia Naughton, wife of former Senator Tom Naughton, who was a progressive mover and shaker in Washington during the 1960s and 70s. Decades ago, Senator Naughton mysteriously dropped out of political life, and even more mysteriously, doesn't live with Delia, although he appears occasionally for what she airily describes as ceremonial visits. It's no surprise that infidelity is to blame for the senator's political fall and marital distance. Part of Miller's project in this novel is to explore what keeps a couple together after such a wound. In the particular case of the Naughtons, Miller also wants to trace the odd alternative shape that a marriage can subsequently grow into. But just as compelling and even suspenseful as the story of the Naughtons' marriage is the evolution of the relationship between Mary and Delia. As Mary recognizes, the emotional stinginess of her own mother has made her a sucker for the attentions of an older woman, and Delia, charming, at ease, still beautiful in her 70s, becomes Mary's longed-for maternal idol. Her career as a Washington political spouse, however, has made Delia both warm and elusive. As Miller's roaming, omniscient narrator puts it, Delia was good, she felt she was good anyway, at the honest answer that still didn't reveal much. Deprived of something she wants from Delia that she can't even name, Mary begins to snoop into the private recesses of Delia's life and ultimately commits an act of infidelity to her that defies available labels. Sue Miller may be an easy writer to read in the sense that she's a master of realistic fiction, but she never settles for the easy emotional answers, the facile plot twist, the prefab moral of the story. Like the classic wifely suits Delia Naughton wore on the campaign trail, Miller's traditional way of presenting a story never goes out of style.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Senator's Wife by Sue Miller.